good afternoon, Lasse Kivaska from KBC. I appreciate you cannot comment. You don't dare to comment on the full year expectations for advertising market for the reasons you mentioned. But can you say something about second quarter, namely on the in the daily newspapers? Can we expect the slump in the advertising market to further accelerate, because the fall in the first quarter was really severe, more than 20%? Should it be also on the comparable level in the second quarter, or maybe you see some kind of first signs of stabilization, at least on a like month-on-month basis, in those most cyclical segments like job recruitment or real estate? That's my first question.
As I mentioned during the presentation, we're expecting that the ad market decline may deepen in the second quarter. Mm-hmm. Now, what's going to happen in the specific segments, it's really hard to say, because what we are observing right now, that it's very hard for us to compare what is happening with the advertising market to the previous years or even to the previous recession. The things are changing not, within a month, and everything is changing within days or weeks. It's the longest period. So it's, for us, it's really, really hard to give you a firm answer to the questions in details, because we would like to know it ourselves. What is happening in the second quarter is, I will say like this, that everybody was holding the money, the promotional and advertising money, trying to figure it out what will be their results after the first quarter. And most probably, most of the companies and the advertisers will decide it if they are willing to spend the money in the second quarter based on their results of the first quarter. Then that's my impression, and that's the feedback that I'm getting from the market. So there is some money on the market that it's not spent. It's available, but it really depends when it's going to be spent. Depends on the all the advertisers going to close books and see where they are standing with the businesses.
Mm-hmm. But can you give us some indication, let's say, I'm looking for some kind of a bit of a guidance. Like today, TVN commented about its revenues for the main channel for month of April and some kind of a trend it sees in May. Can you say something like that for ad revenues at Gustavo Borcza for April, or what you can see so far in May? Is it also going to be something like 30% down year on year?
It's not that I don't want to tell you, but to be honest, I mean, it will be really irresponsible from my side to tell you, because, drawing the projections right now is completely,
I'm talking about,
the delta is so wide that it doesn't mean, it's not valuable at all.
All right. Fair enough. Changing the subject, on the restructuring that you announced yesterday evening, the further employment restructuring, can you somehow divide it between the segments of your business, or it's going to be just proportionally divided?
It's throughout the group, I will say. It's throughout the group. I mean, why we increase the number of people that we are that we're going to be laying off, it's mainly because as we are analyzing the businesses and the business models and the things that we are doing, we are optimizing the businesses. So it's not, that we are saying, okay, we're going to cut by 2% throughout the company and each department has to cut 2%. All the layoffs that we are doing are based on the analysis that we are doing about the business models in all our areas. So the results, how efficient we can be in particular segments. But more or less, I will say that it's throughout the company. It's not proportional, but it's throughout the company.
Okay. Now, on the cost of promotion advertising, on the global basis, they fell by 20% year on year in the first quarter. And I believe it resulted from both less of the add-ons to Gazeta Wyborcza, but also on the cheaper advertising and less of advertising of your products. Can we expect something like that, the similar pace of decrease also going into second quarter, you think?
Well, about the promotional cost, I will say you mentioned all the elements. There are two elements. I mean, one element that, of course, the advertising right now is cheaper than it used to be, especially in television. The ad rates in televisions are lower than they were last year or even the previous quarter. That's number one. Number two, that, of course, we have less add-ons to the newspaper. But remember that, of course, with the dual pricing strategy, we have the revenues from the add-ons as well. So you have to look on the both sides. It's not only the cost, but there are the revenues.
Yeah.
And, we are much, and I think what happened on the, the advertising market and the, on the, with the other publishers, they have the few advertising campaigns, and we have, the war is in a, the newspaper war is more or less in a quiet state right now, I would say. So we don't have to spend money to promote our newspaper.
Yeah.
I think we will maintain the relatively low level of the promotion and marketing expenses.
And one more thing on that, it's going to be my last question. More or less, how much of these costs, out of these costs, are related to these add-ons to Gazeta Wyborcza, approximately?
I don't have in my head, but definitely that, some indication you can get from Nina most probably, and she can send it over to you, because I don't have handy this information.
Okay, no problem. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Adam Karmo from Erste Group. I have a question about the layoffs. You mentioned today 400 people are to be given notice, while in your presentation there is already some 170 people being being laid off. The final number you are looking at is 3,100 employees, or what is the total number of people that should be leaving?
The total number of people that will be leaving will be 400, as we announced yesterday evening. Because
we'll be looking around 3,300 employees at in the second half of 2009.
Yeah, if you look at the numbers of our employees, you have to take into account that we are talking about the number of layoffs, but still we have some development projects, and so as at the end of the year, you will see the net effect of that. So there are different factors which should be taken into account. But if you think about the level of layoffs, it's 400 for the whole year.
Thank you. My second question, your material costs were down quite successfully. What was the main reason behind it? I think you mentioned something about dual pricing. Is it also like savings on the paper or print, or is it just a different strategy in printing and giving away things?
Yeah, if you look at our presentation on page 2, we try to somehow describe what are the reasons for this decrease in raw materials. And there are two main reasons. One is lower volume of our special projects, book collections, because all these costs of book collections are recognized as raw materials. And also lower production of volume in our printing houses. So the circulation is lower, so the volume, the printing costs are lower. But we also change our mix of newsprint portfolio. It also has some impact on the unit price of paper. So there are different elements, but mostly volume of special projects and lower volume of circulation.
the decrease in the page count as well. Yeah. So more or less, it's all related to the production volume.
And my last question, when you were increasing prices, did you see some imminent effect of circulation or going down, or copy sales going down, or do you attribute this more to the market environment?
I mean, what we are observing, I mean, the period is it's too early to see any negative effects. What we are observing that right now is related to the whole market, that there is the decline in the copy sales. So it's too early to say if our increase in copy price was too high. Where, as you remember, we were very careful about increasing the copy price. We were, you know, waiting for our competitors first to increase the copy price and see what is the sensitivity of the copy price. And mind you that we are, you know, functioning on two markets. And so we have, you know, right now the copy price of our newspaper is 2 zlotys during the weekdays and 2.5 during the weekends, meaning Saturday and Friday. And we have a newsstand subscription with the copy price of 1.6. And mainly, it's for the people who are in the local markets, then the local newspaper are much cheaper. So, you know, we are trying to compete with the price, even though the price, the newsstand subscription price is throughout whole Poland, but we would like to, part of our circulation, we would like to make sure that people who are buying the local newspapers can afford to buy our newspaper as well.
Great, thank you. If I may, just really last question. You're mentioning that you're watching the market for any potential acquisitions. Are you actually at the moment in any stage of due diligence in any company? I don't want you to specify any details, but do you actually have something now going on, or is it just a general observation? Thank you.
We are monitoring the market permanently, and that's the only thing I can say. And if we will be in a stage that I can announce, definitely I will announce.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so if there is no more question, I would like to thank you for all your questions and for listening to our presentation, and wishing you a good evening. Thank you very much. Bye.